This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
It's a Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I get to talk all about the kids' ward of the hospital today. I have the head of the health services here in the Limestone Coast, Nari Buchanan, on the line. Nari, good morning.
Good morning.
Nari,
how are you?
I'm good. We got the chance to chat probably maybe a month ago now and take a look at some of the works that are going on out at the kids' ward of the hospital. Can you take us through what's happening at the moment?
Sure. So we're really pleased to say that our playroom is near completion. We're just waiting for the final touches of painting and then that's all go. And then the next thing that we're going to be looking at is raising funds for our treatment room for our children. And that's really important to us because at the moment our children are having their procedures on their beds, and for children the beds need to be a very safe place. So we need to be able to have a space for them to be able to have their procedures elsewhere so they still feel safe.
Mm. No, how did the idea of sprucing up the kids' ward come about in the first place?
Well, when I first arrived here, I have had experience in children's hospitals before. When I was going around, I saw that we're giving really great care for our children in terms of the clinical care and support for the families. But what I did see was that we weren't giving what I called the extras for children, which make their developmental and emotional health needs were to be catered for.
Yeah.
Children learn very differently. They haven't had the life experiences that adults do, and therefore to encourage the play, which is part of their learning, was very important. And so I worked with the paediatric ward and the paediatricians here to say, what did they think that they needed for making this a great place for our children and their families? So that's really where the idea started.
And Nari, looking ahead, you guys are hoping to do a whole heap of work in the paediatric unit. And as a result, there was a major fundraiser that was launched as part of the hospital ball this year.
Yes, it was. So we were very happy to have our superhero ball that gained us $14,000. We've raised just under $30,000 with a number of people, including Triple M, Give Me Five for Kids, contributing to that $30,000. And we've had two fold-out beds for our parents to stay in from the Rotary Club. We've had toys and games donated from the Good Start Childcare, and another a lot of people have actually just donated for that. We now need to look at the next step, and that is the future activities to ensure that we can get the treatment room started and other pieces of equipment for the children.
Nari, how important is it to have fundraising happen here in the Limestone Coast to make health services at the hospital better?
I think it's really important. Everywhere I've worked, including whether it's Sydney or Auckland, there has always been fundraising to add more comfort for the families, for the patients in that. So it's very important. It's part of our community. We feel that we are part of the community for Mount Gambier and the Limestone Coast, and therefore we want to provide the best care that we can.
So, Nari, how can people donate to the hospital, to the paediatrics ward, or to anywhere else in the hospital where they feel services can be improved?
Yes, so we have, with our Hospital Advisory Council, they're doing the fundraising for us, and that is through Maureen Klintberg, who's our presiding member. We're just putting information out to people how they can donate to that. We've got a ladies' lunch organised at the Apple Farm on the 7th of December, which if people would like to go along to that. And we've got a superhero raffle, which has got some amazing prizes which are going directly to the children. We have a number of different bits that we're talking to and fundraising for, which is, renal. We've just had a donation from the Tennyson Wood College for bowel cancer, which is very important for us as well. And Then also what we're doing is applying for a grant through Variety SA. So we're looking at every avenue that we can to try and get the funds for us to move forward.
Nari, it's great to talk to you this morning. It really is sensational what's happening out at the hospital at the moment, and I cannot wait to have a chance to chat to you again about some of the good new stories that are taking place in health services here in the Limestone Coast. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Lovely. My pleasure.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.